আর ইয়ে তো বিশ্বরূপ মহোৎসব, টুডে অলসো হরিদাস ঠাকুর ডিসঅ্যাপিয়ারেন্স ডে অ্যান্ড হাফ অফ চাতুর্মাস ডে ওয়ান কৌড়ি হ্যাপনিং ফর সন্ন্যাসিনস ফোর মান্থস সন্ন্যাসী স্টেইং ইন সাম ওয়ান প্লেস and half of that Chaturmasa they are cleaning head. But that day, Purnima day, and become famous as Vishwarup Khauri Mahotsav. Vishwarup Prabhu, brother of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, elder brother, and he was incarnation of Baladev. Someone telling Nityananda Prabhu and Vishwarup Prabhu non-dual form. Sachi Mata considering Nityananda Prabhu as his Vishwarup son. And Mahaprabhu when child that time Vishwarup going to Advaita Acharya's house and renounce mentality and always hearing from Krishna conception, Krishna Katha, talking about not only talking, it is discussion about Krishna conception, everything happening in Advaita Acharya Bhavan. There are many devotees joining with Advaita Acharya Prabhu and Vishwarup also joining there for discussion, discourses they are going on. Sometimes they time pass for feeding and Vishambha, his brother, going to call Advaita Acharya's Bhavan to call Vishwarup. Sachi Mata sending. And Vishambha, when going there, everyone seeing the exalted divine form of Vishambha, there must be there some Aisharik Shakti, maybe Krishna Shakti inside there and attracting everyone. Krishna, this word meaning is that who is attracting and giving joy in heart. Akarsayati and Anandam, giving joy in heart. And divine form of Vishambha was like that. And everyone was surprised to see Vishambha. Devotee there later manifested as a devotee of Mahaprabhu. And Vishambha taking hand of Vishwarup and coming back house. And Vishnu Prasad of Mother Sati giving to both son. In this way, Vishwarup grown. But father, mother wants to give marriage. And they are thinking at different sources, coming some relation about marriage, and Vishwarup cannot tolerate that, and Vishwarup leave his house as sannyasi. Shankararanya his name was. But after Mahaprabhu taking sannyasi went to South India preaching, there Mahaprabhu heart, Vishwarupa came there, and there Puri Goswami when meet Mahaprabhu with them, Chaitanya Dev with him, and he wants to know Mahaprabhu's birthplace, father, mother, identity, okay, etc. And he told Mahaprabhu here that Sachi Devi's son, Jagannath Mishra's son, came and disappeared here. And Mahaprabhu told, he was my Purvas from previous life, my brother and mother, Sachi Devi, etc., etc. And that is the disappearance of Vishwarupa. News Mahaprabhu had have got there in South India. And we are all remembering that Vishwarupa day today. And we are following some rules and regulations what given in Vedic culture. This varnasram, brahmacharya, karastha, vanaprastha, sannyas, and duty of sannyas, sannyasi, sannyasi not staying in one place, is going place to place for pilgrimage, whole India. But this 4 month, Shravan Bhadra, Ashin Kartik. This is rainy season, actually. And everywhere some disturbance. You are seeing now. Still a rainy season going on in South India, in Odisha. So much rain and disturbance come. People are losing their house. This type of rain. Even Kashmir this year I am hearing. Other year I not remember situation of Kashmir. But this year they are also flat in Kashmir. Miracle. All the weather, wave, everything changing day by day. But these 4 months, sannyasi, also disturbed by rainy season. And scripture given some relief to the sannyasins. The 4 months they will not go to pilgrimage and stay somewhere with their bhajan, practicing the bhajan, and somewhere we'll get something prasad, that is. But Mahaprabhu also, when South India went, he stayed in Venkat Bhatta's house. Gopal Bhatta, Venkat Bhatta, their house. 4 months. Chaturmasa, then after Chaturmasa he went again. All pilgrimage. But there he met with Paramananda Puri. And for the start of day, disappearance day, past yesterday actually. But by calendar calculation and Mahaprabhu's conception, we are calculating this way. Mahaprabhu said, sarvatra vidhyatag. Avidha Karan. Then yesterday was Vidha, Vaidas Thakur's disappearance day. Then yesterday not observed. Today we are observing Vaidas Thakur. Vaidas Thakur, his pastimes was very miraculous and so famous in Bengal when he is living in Navadvip, Bengal, Shantipur and everywhere. His glory was so glorious and he was the first person to preach Krishna consciousness by order of Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Before that Haridas Thakur preached Kali Yuga Dharma, Harinam Sankirtan, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And we heard he born in Mlecho family, and someone telling he born in Hindu family, maybe Brahmin family, but he grown in Mlecho family. Muslim, they taken as a son, and Haridas Thakur was son of Mlecho. But he was the first preacher of Krishna consciousness that time when Husain Sabatsa was the king. Batsah meant Muslim king. From that time he was so famous preacher. Maybe before that. And always he is advising to everyone to chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Like that. And Muslim Qazi, who was the representative of Muslim king and Muslim religion, he was very angry with Haridas Thakur and he told, you born in Muslim family, you tell Allah Allah always, why you are telling Hare Krishna? This objection coming from different quarter to Qazi, and Qazi chastised him, but he do not care, and Qazi wants to kill him. An order to kill him by whipping, and they try it, but cannot make Haridas Thakur fainted. Then they understand that Haridas Thakur not ordinary man. They folded hand, told to Haridas Thakur, you are not fainted, not dying, and we are trying to kill him, but not successful, then Qazi will kill us. You please die. Then Haridas Thakur become as tired man, and they took dead body of Haridas Thakur to Qazi, and Qazi told not to give samadhi. His follower of what Bengali Urdu person. Anyhow, that word not come. Anti-Muslim, then to throw his body in Ganges, not to bury it. Then they throw and Haridas Thakur floating there and gone to Shantipur, and there Puriya, one place we are going to Navadvip, and in the road that Puriya we are seeing that. There he stayed in a cave and chanting Hare Krishna preacher. then meeting with Advaita Acharya, and he was the best friend of Haridas Thakur that time. And when Mahaprabhu appeared, then Haridas Thakur joined with Mahaprabhu, and then Nityananda Prabhu also joined. And Mahaprabhu, after coming back from Gaya, he started to preach Krishna consciousness, Krishna Naam, to the world he is giving. And that time he ordered to Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, Suna Suna Nityananda, Suna Haridas, Sarvatra Amaragya Karaha Prakash Pati Dare Dare Giya Karo Ehi Dikha Bala Krishna Bhaja Krishna Karo Krishna Sikha Yava Yar Navalibe Navalaiva Deen Abhasane Asi Amare Kuhiba Tomra Malile Vikha Jai Navalibe Tava Amir Chakra Haste Savare Kati. This order given Mahaprabhu to Haridas Nityananda, and they went door to door, and somebody happily taking and somebody not taking, like that situation. But one day they have seen Jagai Madhai in the way. They are seated in the road and taking wine, and strong wine, and both are too much inauspicious and sinful man. Also their position was very good, like OC in city, Navadvip, officer in charge of police. But there was Brahmin boy, Brahmin person, but not following any religious rules and regulations, and become more than mlecho, bad. But Nityananda Prabhu was so merciful, and he has seen if this is the perfect person to rescue with Mahaprabhu's conception. And Vajas told not to go then. They are unconscious. So who will hear your advice? They are drunk. Not to go then, we will go somewhere, other place. But Nityananda Prabhu said, no, this is my best place to give Krishna consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu with Haridas little is it? Then Nityananda Prabhu ran away, but Haridas cannot run away. Really, very difficult to run. Anyhow, they went and preached. Oh, Jagai Madhai, Mahaprabhu appeared and ordered, chant Hare Krishna and be happy, and Hare Krishna rescue you. And Jagai Madhai was red eyes with wine, and they chastised Haridas Nityananda, and they ran away that day. And Mahaprabhu hear Nityananda Prabhu's activity, and Mahaprabhu said, Krishna will take them if they will hear from Nityananda. But next day Nityananda Prabhu first time gone to them and told it, take Harinam and be happy. And they was more angry, and they told to Tanu, you must get out from our front, otherwise we shall hit you. But they cannot wake up, too much drunk, and Nityananda Prabhu given Harinam to them. Then Madhai, he taken that Kalsi Kala, the mouth of the clay pot, and throw to Nityananda, and Nityananda Prabhu's head was cut in, and that falling. Still Nityananda Prabhu said, Mera chokol sir kana, tai bole ki prem dabo. You can do anything but chant Hare Krishna. And again Madhai wants to hit him, and Jagai taken his hat. Hare Sannyasi, you are, why you are beating them? Not to do again. He is already hit it. And Haridasa went to Mahaprabhu and told the news. Then Nityananda doing this, and they are present, and Mahaprabhu was so angry and went there. And Chakra 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 Prabhu Daki Ghanigan, Mahaprabhu. And Jagai Madhai has seen in hand of Mahaprabhu the Chakra, Krishna's weapon. And there was so fearful and fall down to Mahaprabhu's lotus feet. And with Mahaprabhu, so many went there. Anyhow, they apologized to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu said, apologize to Nityananda. And Mahaprabhu heard the Jagai said Nityananda Prabhu again hitting, for again hitting. And Mahaprabhu embraced to Jagai. And Madhai was crying. But Mahaprabhu said, you go to Nityananda, if he will take your apology, you will be rescued. And both are rescued by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. Jagai Madhai Tarana Kuris Pap, Jagai Madhai Vale Har Nareva. Mahaprabhu said, Nityananda Prabhu has so much merciful to you, you are already rescued. And again, you not to do wrong, sinful work. And they told, never we shall do. We have surrendered to you. What else is our future? You tell. Mahaprabhu said, peoples are going bathing to Ganges. This way is dirty sometimes. You clean this way. This is your duty, and chant Hare Krishna to everyone. And people will follow you. And that happened. That ghat, my bathing place named Madhai Ghat, there in Mayapur, we are coming after Parikrama through Madhai Ghat. Anyhow, this way Haridas Thakur with Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu preaching Krishna consciousness. Then when Mahaprabhu taken sannyas and went to Puri, there, after meeting with the devotee in Advaita Acharya Bhavan, and everyone honored the advice of Shachi Mata. Shachi Mata said, if Chaitanya Deva will stay in Puri, that is good. to go back to house, it is not religion. But sannyasi, I want to get the news time to time. I will get news time to time of Nimai. He will live in Puri and devotee always going, coming, going, coming. I said, get news. Then I decided Mahaprabhu will go to Puri and will stay there, Jagannath Dham. And Haridas Thakur crying to Mahaprabhu and telling, what will be for me? That is a Hindu country. I am living in Muslim country, no problem, I am Muslim. But there is Hindu country. And Jagannath Puri are completely Hindu. There are no one Muslim around Jagannath. But you are living there, and what shall I do? Mahaprabhu said, don't worry, I shall go there and I shall take you there. And when devotee met with Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur also went there, and Mahaprabhu taken one place from Mishra, Kasi Mishra, one place, Kasi Mishra garden, and Mahaprabhu asked, there is one thatched room I have seen. I want that room for me. And Kasi Mishra said, everything for you. As you like, you do. And when met Haridas Thakur with Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu, after meeting with everyone, and embraced Haridas Thakur and taken him to that garden room, thatched room, and told he will stay here. And from here you will see the Jagannath temple, Chura, top of the Jagannath temple, and Chakra, and you pay Dandavat from here. Every day you chant to stay here. In that time, Haridas Thakur sat regular bhav, will take 3 lakhs for now. And he is taking to stay there. There was a bakul tree, and under the bakul tree he is sitting and taking Harinam. And Mahaprabhu every day going for bathing in the ocean, and first meeting with Haridas, embracing Haridas, and going to bathing in ocean. Every day Mahaprabhu, this was a regular program. But when Mahaprabhu 12 years was in the Gambhira, after finishing his preaching, Mahaprabhu taken sannyas, 24 years old. And 6 years he preached Krishna consciousness in the Kimbaram Chotrish. 6 years traveling. Last time he was in Gambhira with Ramananda Rai and Sarod Babaji. Then that time Haridas Thakur, he understands the Mahaprabhu not will stay longer in this world. Mahaprabhu's health and Mahaprabhu's activity, etc. Haridas Thakur know everything. Mahaprabhu went to meet with Haridas Thakur. Then Haridas Thakur yesterday prasadam not taken because his Harinam, Sankha not fulfilled, 3 lakhs. Then Mahaprabhu asked, what happened? You are not taking that prasadam. He told, my Sankha Nam not fulfilled, but that I am not taking prasadam. Well, now you are old man, and so much you chanted whole life and preached Harinam. Now you make shorter Sankha, make 1 lakh. Harinam Chagam told. Actually, I am very unhappy. I understand that you not will stay more longer in this world. And I do not want to see that you, that pastimes of your grace. Before that, I want to leave my body. And that time, I want to see your face, your lotus feet. I will take in my chest and my mouth will chant, and your lotus face I shall see through my eyes, etc., etc. And that way I shall live my life. This is my desire. And it is my prayer to you. You please fulfill my desire. I know who are you. And then if you like, and take my prayer, I shall be very happy. Mahaprabhu said, Yohidas Jesumi Magive Krishna, you are so merciful, Krishna must fulfill your desire. But I am very unhappy and sad that I shall lose your association. Anyhow, Krishna's will is that. And next day come Mahaprabhu with the many devotees to Haridas's house and ask Haridas, Prabhu kahe Haridas kaho samachar, Haridas kahe Prabhu je ichcha tumhar. Mahaprabhu asked to Haridas Thakur, tell news. I am ready. And Haridas said, as you like, I am ready. Then Angane Arambhila Prabhu Mahasankirtan Bhakrishar Pandita Akharaya Nartha. And so big Sankirtan started Mahaprabhu, and Haridas Thakur seated, and Mahaprabhu seated. Mahaprabhu given his lotus feet to Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur seeing Mahaprabhu's mouth, face, and chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Repeatedly Haridas chanting that Mahamantra, and disappear. And Mahaprabhu taking his body. And Mahaprabhu danced with Haridas Thakur's body. And much glories of Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu told to the devotee. When Haridas Thakur disappeared, taken his body, Mahaprabhu himself to the ocean, and he cleaned Haridas Thakur's body with ocean water and told, Prabhu kahe samudraye maha tirtha hoye, Today, Haridas Thakur, body, bed, and Samudra, he is Mahatirtha, but more than that, glories have got the ocean. And who will bathe in Puri, in this ocean, he will go to Vaikuntha. This boon Mahaprabhu given, and Chandan, etc., given, then Mahaprabhu digging that sand in the bank of ocean, and he himself given Samadhi of Haridas Thakur, and all the devotees, they given the sand, and Mahaprabhu given one tulasi to Haridas Thakur Samadhi, and arrange for protection of that area. And with the devotee, Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath temple after bathing. Then Mahaprabhu begged himself for making Mahotsav of Haridas Thakur's disappearance, Mahamahotsav, and so much prasad of Jagannath he have got. And Mahaprabhu, with Uttariya, begging all the shopkeeper, they wanted to give so much, but Sarvadamana said, no. Ek drubbed punja, the amore, and a four piece each, prasada, give me. Four piece. This way Mahaprabhu take Haridas Thakur Mahotsav. Haridas Thakurer Mahotsaver Tare Pashari Magiye Bhikkha Dehotho Amare. Pashari Mane, who is shopkeeper? Mahaprabhu asking, give me Bhikkha. I shall make Mahamahotsav for Haridas Thakur. And Kashi Mishra, he had in so many Mahaprasada, a rice, etc. Noon time, 2 o'clock, that bhog finished, and Kashi Mishra's share of bhoga, they are so much. And Kashi Mishra given that prasada for feeding the Vaishnava, making Mahotsav. Then so many prasada distributed Mahaprabhu himself to the sincere seeker. But Sarva Damodar told Mahaprabhu, you sit and you take prasada, otherwise no one taking. And I am and others will do for his patient. And they are distributing, Mahaprabhu taking with that devotee. This way Mahaprabhu finished that day's program. And Harsha Vishadhi Prabhu Vishram Karila. Then, after finishing the festival, Mahaprabhu taken rest with happiness and sadness. Again, he will not see Haridas. And happiness that desire of Haridas fulfilled. And one chapter of his lifetime finished there. Then Mahaprabhu deeply with Ramananda Rai and Sarva Damodar. enter into the Gambhira Leela. First time, Gambhira. And next Ratha Jatra time, Mahaprabhu disappeared. This is the Vailas Thakur. But he has so great glories, what Mahaprabhu himself recited in front of all the devotees. And in the middle, when Rupa Goswami comes, and Mahaprabhu makes one meeting to establish Rupa Goswami as his Sampradaya leader, wants to establish him, Rupa Goswami. In that meeting also, Vailas Thakur was present. And when Nama Mahatma, Rupa Goswami Prabhu's composition, Tunde Tanda Vinirathing Vitanati Tundavali Lapthai Karana Krura Karam Vinigatayate Karanar Vude Vaspriyam Cheta Prangana Sangini Vijayate Sarvendriyanam Kirti Na Jani Janita Kiyad Viramitai Krishne Chivarnatai. And Vailas Thakur heard that shloka. He told, I heard so many glorification shloka from so many scriptures, but like this shloka I have not heard before. This is Rupa Goswami Prabhu's glories also. Vailas Thakur himself described himself. The Nama Mahatma and more history in Vailas Thakur's character, Hiranya Govardhan meeting there, a Brahman Pandit. He wants to have his Vailas Thakur's activity, but he is punished by Krishna. And so many history in his life, and every day he is meeting with Advaita Acharya giving him some food, prasadam, and when offering Mahaprasada, Advaita Acharya, his forefather, and that Mahaprasada he is giving to Haridas Thakur. And Haridas told, be played, Anukhaim, Mlechohiya, etc., etc. So many stories there are inside Haridas' character. Baish Bajari Betraka and throwing in the Ganges his body, and Maya Devi herself come to Vailas Thakur for control by his illusion, and also Ramchandra Khan wants to reduce his glory, send some prostitute, etc., etc. So many stories about Vailas Thakur. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he given all gist of the character of Vailas Thakur. Prabhu kaya jaya 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 Vailas Namir Mahima Jiva Kurila Prakash. That Vailas Thakur's disappearance day to day. And with Srila Guru Maharaj we are making every year some festival. But that time he was very small. But we are doing festival. Mahaprabhu himself done festival of disappearance. That disappearance festival Mahaprabhu done. Then we are doing festival. Chaturmasya, whole month full, so many festival, month full started with Jhulan Yatra. And after that, Janmashtami, Radhashtami, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and many Lalita Saptami, Sita Navami, etc. And we are following that. And today is finishing day, month full festival in Chaitanya Saraswati Math. Jaya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jaya, tadiyo tiroha tithipa ki jaya, maha maha utsav ki jaya, jaya swamito Vaishnavbinda ki jaya, all the assembled devotees ki jaya, Harinam Sankirtan ki jaya, Haridas Thakur ki jaya, Siddha Babul ki jaya, Puri Dham ki jaya, Jaya Balabhadra Subhadra Jagannath Ji ki jaya. Rup Sanatana, I am coming from Vrindavan to see Mahaprabhu. They are also living with Haridas Thakur. That Siddha Bhakti garden. Actually, more glorious character than Mahaprabhu. Haridas Thakur's character. Mahaprabhu himself glorifying Haridas and done everything for Haridas. Jaya Vishwas Lavitri Kutsida Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jaya. Jaya.